Perhaps, like me, you never tire of the seaside, or books that are set by the seaside, regardless of their actual subject matter. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels that return us to the sunny shores of coastal New England. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The sandwich Catherine Newman serves up in her new novel, Sandwich, is a classic one. Grown kids on one side, aging parents on the other, and 54-year-old narrator Rachel, a.k.a. Rocky, in the middle, often found making sandwiches. As they do every year, three generations of Rocky's family have decamped to Cape Cod for a week, a gathering all the more special since son Nick and daughter Willa no longer live at home, and their grandparents are becoming quite frail. Newman is a very funny writer. The laughter begins on the first page when we learn that Rocky is, quote, long married to a beautiful man who understands between 20 and 65% of everything she says. And the great lines and witty observations never stop. A great many of them arise from the indignities of aging and menopause, which has left no part of Rocky's physical and emotional being untouched. Along with menopause, Rocky has another classic midlife issue, the declining health of her parents, Mort and Alice. The depiction of this couple, their dialogue, their posture, their sleeping white heads on the pillow is so endearing. When Mom has a fainting spell at the beach and ends up briefly in the hospital, Rocky wonders if they'll stay an extra day. But my parents have a strict two-night policy. If they traveled 60 million miles to visit you on Mars, they'd bring Zabar's whitefish salad in a cooler and they'd stay two nights. As the great Maureen Corrigan put it on Fresh Air, Sandwich is my idea of the perfect summer novel, shimmering and substantive. That description applies equally well to The Wedding People by Alison Espach, and Espach and Newman also share a gift for snappy banter. After enduring a series of tough breaks, adjunct English professor Phoebe Stone has had it. She's been through many rounds of IVF with no luck at all, and now her husband has informed her that he's in love with another woman who teaches at their college. When this is followed by the death of her beloved cat, Phoebe decides to abandon her life altogether. She heads to Newport, Rhode Island, where she had once dreamed of vacationing in a gorgeous high-end hotel with that schmuck she married, but now checks in alone, planning to end her life. Perhaps after a nice last supper from room service. But the plan runs into a snag when her arrival coincides with that of a bridezilla named Lila and her raucous entourage. When Lila gets wind of Phoebe's intentions, she marches up to her suite to lay down the law. No way is a body going to drop from the sky at her $6 million wedding. Once they get talking, Phoebe and Lila find themselves drawn into a friendship. And the next day, during an early morning soak in the hotel's hot tub, Phoebe makes another connection, chatting with a handsome and friendly stranger. Unfortunately, he turns out to be Lila's intended. And so, as they say, the plot thickens. A review in Library Journal put it this way: witty dialogue is just a bonus in this engrossing read centering on complex women making life-changing decisions. They went on to advise librarians in this review to recommend The Wedding People to readers who enjoy Sally Rooney, Curtis Sittenfeld, or Elizabeth Berg. Great suggestions. I concur.
The books are Sandwich by Catherine Newman and The Wedding People by Alison Espach. You can find more information about these titles and our podcasts at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.